With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're sitting in at halftime, 2 hours down, two more to go. A big shout out to Stu and Chris for helping steer the show and put everything together. We open up the show talking about the return of the NBA. Their board of governors going to vote. They are going to vote tomorrow, Thursday, today, if you're on the East Coast, to pretty much bring back a 22-team season. 22 teams, 8 regular season games, potential play-in games for that 8th spot. You're going to have 6 teams who are going to be joining Orlando, Disney World, with a chance to get into the playoffs. So that's great. We spoke to Sekou Smith. If you at any point miss any portion of the show, you can always go to the free radio.com app, CBSSportsRadio.com. It's real simple, okay? I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. If you didn't know, we know times are tough. Rocket Mortgage is here to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at RocketMortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Now, obviously, the news that has dominated the day in regards to the sports world and has garnered opinions from everyone from LeBron James to Richard Sherman to his own teammates in an entire city happens to be Drew Brees. And we spent the past hour chatting about Drew Brees and the comments he made earlier today when he was asked about kneeling. Okay, he spoke about how disrespectful it was and his own opinions about that. And we're going to play that in a second. But I also want to make clear what I just said to a lot of folks. You can listen to the show in full. I get going at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday. Okay, now I'm going through my Twitter at JR Sport Brief. And I actually said this in the last hour, and understandable, people are working, people in their cars, people are moving around. But someone like Sean Brown, hi Sean, he said, for the record, they asked him specifically about kneeling during the national anthem. Well, Sean, I want to inform you, I actually stated that myself. And I respect Drew Brees' opinion. It's America. It's well within his right. That doesn't mean that his opinion isn't ignorant. It doesn't mean that it's put-offish. It doesn't mean that it's not tone deaf. It doesn't mean that it's not disrespectful in its own right. And it was all of the above. And so I want you to hear, if you have not, I'm sure you have at this point in time, what Drew Brees had to say when asked about kneeling with Yahoo Sports.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together, we can all do better, and that we are all part of the solution.
Yes, that was Drew Brees chatting up with Yahoo Finance earlier today, and I gave you my thoughts on what he just said. And I gave an elongated version last hour, 15 minutes straight, and I just gave you the truncated version. I think what Drew Brees said was tone deaf. I think what he said was disrespectful. Here's the thing. That flag does not represent what it's supposed to represent to everyone in the United States of America. I'm happy that Drew Brees can understand and recognize the lives of his grandparents and the people who fought for this country. But at the same time, I guess he's not realizing or omitting the fact that a lot of people who fought for this country, who happen to be black and African-American, don't enjoy those same luxuries. They're African-Americans who fought for this country and who have come back and have been mistreated. This country has been built off the backs of slaves and immigrants who can't necessarily enjoy the same luxuries that people who don't look like them enjoy. It's quite simple. And so it's a distraction when Drew Brees says that. Drew Brees, yes, he was asked about kneeling. But he didn't have to go off and talk about how disrespectful it was. I guess Drew Brees has been living underneath a rock where we're opening up dialogue, and he's talking about an act that was made by Colin Kaepernick to silently protest, to silently bring awareness. So what do you want, Drew Brees? You can't have it both ways. You can't kneel at a point in time. You can't say kneeling is disrespectful, and then still on your Instagram, go ahead and put up a black tile of solidarity for the movement. In the movement, it's real simple. There's no disrespect about the movement. The movement is exactly what a lot of folks want, but some people don't see, is that the society is not equal. It's very simple. You believe in the flag. If you really believe in the flag, you believe in equality. What's wrong with other people having it? Does it take something away from you? Are you threatened? We have a lot of people who are very quick to talk. We have a lot of people who are very quick to be defensive. But we have a lot of folks who won't try to listen, who won't try to understand. Our phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. The lines are sponsored by Geico. They've introduced the Geico Give Back. It's a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback. For info and eligibility. Let's go ahead and talk to Roberto in Miami. Roberto, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Please go on ahead.
Hey, man. What's going on, JR? Thank you so much for taking my call, man.
No doubt about it, Roberto. What's on your mind?
No, my mind is that, you know, first and foremost, before I get to my point real quick, I just wanted to say thank you for even taking calls, because it's kind of difficult down south here when the text take over the talk. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, we're in a digital world, and it's sad that, you know, we don't get to share our format. And when sports talk was pretty much implicated on a two-way street with a caller, you know, and a host. But that's another show to talk about. I just wanted to say that, being from Miami, you know, we had our share of Drew Brees down here. And don't get me wrong, man, the guy is legend, but, you know, he couldn't have done this at the most worst time. We're 3 months away from football season. You don't think this is going to be shredded into thousands of different ways. And I'm just afraid they're going to try to make this like a Kaepernick to be a Tony Stark, Malcolm Jenkins type of deal, where, you know, against Captain America, Drew Brees type of vibe. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to get dissected, and even to the fullest extent when I'm talking to you in negative light. And it's sad, because it's going to be a trifecta of implosion of what's been going on the past year. And it's very sad. And if he's going to fix it, Drew Brees, a quote, a tweet, a text, it's not going to help. And you better do it now before it gets worse. That's just my opinion. Man, just keep it up. And thank you, man. The last three callers, you guys have opened up my eyes, man. Keep taking calls like that, man. It's very, very powerful. Thank you.
Thank you, Roberto, for calling up from Miami. Yeah, listen, you can see the results and the response that Drew Brees has received from his own locker room, from his own community. New Orleans and Louisiana, which is a black city. You've seen the response. I don't know how you walk this one back. You know, I'm pretty sure Drew Brees is sitting around with his crisis counselors and his PR. He's been doing it all afternoon. But this isn't going to be something of easy to fix when Kamara is upset with you, when Michael Thomas is upset. I think there's something to say. Instead of always ignoring what the problem and what the issue is, think about it. People have a reason to be upset. The same way Drew Brees has a reason to feel how he feels about the flag, that's fine. But don't dismiss what the actual issue is. To say that it's disrespectful is disrespect in its own right. Let's talk to Mike in Atlanta. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call.
No doubt about it, Mike. Go on ahead.
So, I'm a soldier in the National Guard, Georgia National Guard. I signed and I swore an oath to the Constitution at 17 years old, man. I'm also a young black male. I think it's disrespectful that I can wear a flag on my shoulder one day and that I can go home, take off my uniform, and get harassed by the police. That's what's disrespectful. What's disrespectful is that there are millions of black people serving in the military right now and that they're still treated the way we are here at home. You know, sometimes it's worse than what we get treated like when we're overseas. I was there in the riots. I got called up for the riots. And I went down there and I took pictures of protesters and spoke with protesters, and so did all the generals in the Georgia National Guard. Because we tore an oath to the Constitution and we tore an oath to protect freedom of speech. But disrespectful is taking away that freedom. And that, I think it's just appalling, to be honest with you.
Well, Mike, you have an echo there. I appreciate you. First of all, I appreciate your service. I appreciate anybody who serves this country. And Mike, you hit the nail on the head. Drew Brees, he's thinking about his grandparents. That's great. That's fine. That's his lineage. But you want to talk about what this country is supposed to represent? You just heard from Mike in Atlanta right now. He can wear the flag on his shoulder, come home and take it off and be mistreated. It's not a matter of service. It's not about detracting from the flag. It's about the actual principles. Throw the symbols out. Here in the United States of America, guess what? We are a litigious group. People like to put together contracts. People also like to sue. People like to go to court. What good are those contracts if they're not being upheld? Do you just go about your day all happy if someone says they're going to do something and they don't? If someone says they're going to come work on your house and you pay them and they don't do it? You enter into a marriage and someone goes ahead and breaks their vows? Paper is only good for what it's written on. Now, I don't care if it comes in the form of a constitution. I don't care if it comes in the form of a flag. It's the principles that matter. And when the principles aren't even, when the principles aren't fair, there is a problem. And that's not something to be ignored. Sal from Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing, JR? I have a little different view. I'm a Gulf War veteran. And my mentality is, whether it's Jenkins, whether it's Brees, whether it's Kaepernick, we went to war so they can do what they do for the freedom. For like we fought so he could kneel. We fought so Jenkins and Brees can say what they say. How stupid it is, how crazy it is in the story. But that's why we went to war. That's why we stand what we stand for. That's why we go over there and do what we do for the freedom of what we did. And it's not, right now, it's not really about black or white, how the overall community should be treating each other, even before this. When you go back to Martin Luther King's days, when you go back to Malcolm X days, they had the same general idea that happened today, but there was no 24-hour news cycle. There was no 24-hour CNN. There was no tweeting. There was no texting. So, again, it's been going on for years, but the only difference now is it's more visible.
Yeah, Well, Sal, you kind of said two different things. You said there's no difference; it's only more visible.
No, what I'm and saying
But Sal, that is a difference. I heard exactly what you said,
yeah.
Sal.
Uh-huh.
You said that the only difference is it's more visible.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I can walk into a house, in a room, in a dark house, and unless I turn on the lights, I can bump into everything. But I don't know how messy it is until I turn on the lights.
Correct.
And the lights have been turned on here in the United States of America. It's no longer an issue of I'm bumping into this problem. I should go this way. I'm bumping into that. The lights are on in the house. And it's time for folks to wake up. And it's time for folks to make a change. It's really that simple. And Sal, thank you for your service. But the fact that you said we see it now, it should show you that, yeah, it's time to fix it. Enough is enough. Drew Brees was wrong in what he said. He's fine to have his opinion about what the flag means to him. But he is wrong. He is disrespectful when he doesn't address and he puts down the actual issue at hand of equality. That's a problem. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls, Donovan, Mark, Richard, after this.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You heard the number, 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about the comments made by Drew Brees earlier today. When it comes down to matters of kneeling, I find it, he finds it disrespectful for folks to go ahead and kneel. He's well within his right to believe that, but he misses the larger point. He misses the issue at hand, and that's equality. And it's put offish when he says such a thing. My full comments are on my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You can find that at JR Sport Brief. You can also at any time go ahead if you're listening on the freeradio.com app. You can go ahead and hit the rewind button. Every single show is also available once I finish CBSSportsRadio.com. Okay, Donovan is here in Baltimore. Donovan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief show.
Hey, how you doing, JR, man? Love the show, man. I don't have a problem with what Drew Brees said, but I think you said it best when you said he just deliberately said it doesn't make sense to me when you are at a platform at his stage, and why say it now? We are getting dragged out of our cars. They're shooting us with BB guns or paint guns, whatever it is. People are burning down stores. Like, why say it now? Drew Brees is a smart person. He went to Purdue. I mean, he's smart. Why come out and say it now? And then I just don't understand, out of all the things that go, if that's how you felt, which I have no problem with him saying that. I just think it's just a level of disrespect. Like, you know what's going on. You're smart. You live in a city where majority is black. Why say that? They're killing us. You don't need – what else more do you need to know? This is – I mean, did you see Paris in France? I know he has a TV. It's tons of people saying Black Lives Matter. Why would you come out and say that? And I love Drew Brees, and I'm not a Colin Kaepernick of Colin Kaepernick, man. But I'm trying, for the people out there who's listening to this radio, Colin Kaepernick nailed, because they're killing us. It's a problem. Me and JR can get pulled over one day, and that could be the end for us. We can make the wrong move. We can make the wrong hand gesture. It can be it. That can be it for us. Nobody's spitting on Drew Brees' kids. Nobody's dragging Drew Brees out of his car. It's only to us. And I'm just have a problem when everybody keeps saying Black Lives Matter. All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter. We understand that. We're not complaining about that. We're complaining that out of all the people in America, when we get pulled over for anything, for weed or anything, we die. It's that's a disgrace. And if Drew Brees can't see that, I don't even understand how can he even start the season. To be honest, because if you're sitting here telling me that those fans in that Mercedes-Benz Stadium is going to allow him to play, I don't see that happening. I honestly really don't see that happening. Thank you for taking my call, man.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Donovan, for calling up from Baltimore. I don't disagree with what he said. Mark in San Diego. Mark, you on CBS Sports Radio. Please go on ahead.
Hey, JR, I'd ask you how you're doing, but that's kind of a loaded question these days, ain't it?
You know, so, Mark.
Hey, I woke up this morning and drinking my coffee. I was reading an article by LZ Granderson, and I'm sure you know who he is. But for all of the other listeners out there, the man writes about social, the confluence of social and sports issues in a way that's really thought-provoking. And he was interviewing Anthony Lynn, the Charger coach. And Lynn said that he thinks the biggest enemy in the fight is good white people because they don't believe people can – the good white people don't believe that people can do the things they do and be this evil. And Lynn said, you know, I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but the naivety is hindering the cause. So, I mean, I totally respected that particular viewpoint. And when I heard Breeze's comments, I was looking at it through this way, that way. Like, he was that dumb guy that you know in college who says, I'm not racist, I dated a black girl, and that crazy stuff. But, and all of my racist relatives up in Montana who are good people, but they're racist as hell. But then I was reading all the tweets from his teammates and everything else, and I just find it hard to believe that Drew Brees has no idea. And then when you hear his comments and you compare it to what Roger Goodell said earlier in the week, where he said, we recognize the power of our platform and communities as part of the fabric of American society, and we embrace that responsibility and are committed to continuing the important work to address these systemic issues together with our players, clubs, and partners. And then you compare how the NFL treated Colin Kaepernick, and there's no way you can convince me that there wasn't collusion involved in keeping Colin Kaepernick, a man who stood up for a cause, who sacrificed his career, who has continually put his money where his mouth is. I can't believe for a second that Drew Brees isn't like in lockstep with Goodell and the owners and everybody else. I was such a Drew Brees fan today when I woke up, and there's no way I can support this man going forward.
Well, Mark, you are amongst a lot of people who feel that way, and thank you for calling up from San Diego. You know, I'm not a Saints fan. I never gave a, and I've met Drew Brees. I've had a brief interaction with him. Hello, how are you? Spoke to him briefly and kept it moving. There was no substance. I felt neutral about him. I've seen him play. I have paid to go to the Superdome in New Orleans to watch the Saints play. I have paid my hard-earned money. That is one of actually the few games that I've paid for in the past 10 years. I paid to sit at the 50 and watch Drew Brees play. There are a lot of people right now who are no longer Drew Brees fans. There are a lot of folks who are off that bandwagon, including fans of the Saints. Richard in Atlanta, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
How are you doing, JR?
I'm here, Richard. What's on your mind?
All right, man. Being a veteran myself, it doesn't offend me or bother me at all when Cap or any of those players were kneeling, because I know what they were kneeling for. Now, Drew Brees is so upset about that. Why does he not complain about people walking around with the hats off? I mean, with the caps on, talking, laughing like what a national anthem is playing. I never hear anybody complaining about that. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I think he's being phony, really. If I were those players for the Saints, I wish they kneel football when football season start over again. Not just Saints players. Any player that wants to kneel for this cause, they should. And don't even worry about what Trump or anybody else say.
Well, Richard, I think that very well be the case. I appreciate you for calling up from Atlanta, and thank you as well, you know, for your service. That's going to be an issue that's definitely going to come about. A, we don't know how we're going to have the NFL season. We can only assume what it's going to look like later on this year. But if we have football, there is going to have to be a statement made. And the NFL pretty much has come out and shown to be hypocrites. How much more do folks need to see? The NFL has been talking out of both sides of its mouth. Roger Goodell and the league can put out statements and say, okay, well, we need change. They can put out a boilerplate statement. But what good is it if there's no action? It's no different than a contract. It's no different than a constitution. It's no good. It's no better than anything else that's written. Where is the action? So we see a lot of folks talking out of both sides of their mouth. The NFL stays silent. Of course, they get slaughtered. The NFL puts out a statement. Okay, you'll look silly because you basically blackballed Kaepernick. Nobody was standing up for what was right a few years ago when this guy was taking a knee. You kicked him out the league. You paid him to drop his case because you didn't want to have all the other dirty little secrets come out. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. Bob, Eddie, I see you on the line. We're continuing to take your phone calls. This is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Obviously, we've been talking about the big news of today. Yes, the NBA is coming back. It's scheduled for a vote later on today. Or Thursday or tomorrow, depending on where you live. But the big news that has dominated is the comments made by Drew Brees earlier today when he was asked about kneeling. And he says there's nothing that will change his mind. He views it as disrespect. And he's well within his opinion to feel that way. But he discounts and he is disrespectful when he downplays what the issues are here in the United States of America. And when he talks about people kneeling for a flag, that for a lot of people holds empty values, when he's ignoring the true issues at hand. We had a service member, and thank you, Mike, in Atlanta. We had a service member who called up and said, hey, I'm in the service right now. I'm an African-American male. I serve with the flag on my shoulder. But when I take off my uniform here in the United States of America, I get treated worse here, a lot of times worse than when I'm overseas. And he says, that's what I find disrespectful. My grandfather, me, JR, my grandfather served here in the United States of America in the military. He's no longer here with us. So I take no issue with the feelings that Drew Brees has when it comes down to the national anthem. None, zero, zip. The flag can mean that for you, but the flag is supposed to stand for equality, and it does not. Because there's veterans, there's service members who come here in the United States of America and are not treated equally. There are African Americans who were brought over here on boats and ships in chains and have not been treated equally. And no, we haven't advanced that much because there's still a leg up. Systemic racism is real. People not getting loans because what they look like is real. Not getting jobs because of the resume is real. Me walking down the street or entering into an elevator, knowing that it doesn't matter if I that day have on a baseball cap, a hoodie, or a suit. Knowing that folks are uncomfortable. You can't tell me otherwise. That's facts. That's reality. And if you don't see it, then you have blinders on. Take them off. Take some time to instead of criticize and come out and be defensive, take some time to think. Take some time to internalize what the actual problems are. You know how people grow? Human beings grow when they put themselves in positions that they wouldn't be used to. It makes you stronger as a person to step outside of your comfort zone. Drew Brees can have his opinion. That doesn't mean it's not disrespectful in its own. 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Bob here in Florida. Bob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. I agree with you 100%. You know, this country needs to learn how to love one another. Treat everybody the same, okay? Jesus says, love others as thyself, okay? You know, I worked with a black man for 10 years, and he's my best friend. We've been friends for 20 years. He passed away in December. My friend Linwood used to go on the street corners and preach and give food to homeless people. He went with me to my hospital when my wife was dying of cancer. Thank God she didn't die. Him and I laid hands on my wife. When I lost my foot, he went to visit me. When my wife was in the hospital, he brought over food because he knew I miss him so very much.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
Bob?
I can't stand people hating people.
We're
all equal. Everybody's my brother and my sister, and that's the way it should be treated. People should be treated that way.
Well, Bob, I'm glad you feel that way. I'm sorry that you lost your friend last year, but you just said the main thing. We should all be equal, and the same feelings that you have right now are the feelings that a lot of black folks and a lot of African Americans have felt in this country for a long time. It's the feeling that my ancestors have felt when they were working in fields. That's a pain that people like Drew Brees unfortunately omit or want to forget. And we want to talk about what the values of this country are, what the flag represents. What good is it? Show me the actual substance. Don't show me the symbols. We have seen through history what symbols can represent. They can represent love. They can represent hate. I can walk in and you can walk in and give your wife, you can give your significant other a heart. You can say, hey, here's a ring. Here's a necklace. Here's a bracelet. What good is it if you don't actually show that love? That gift that you gave is empty. It's worthless. Unless you have the actions to back it up. So the flag here in the United States of America, it does not represent what it's supposed to represent for all. It does not. Lou in Nashville, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, thanks for letting me get a part of this. I have 2 points. One of them was, I was listening to sports radio this week here, locally, and there's 3 white guys that are doing the broadcast, and they're trying to bring some light to this and to talk about it, but they can only talk about it as 3 white guys. So they spent most of the program talking about the damage that was done in town, and they were more incensed with people attacking the cameraman and that someone took a picture outside of a burning building with a smile on, than the reason that it was happening in the first place. They just couldn't get past being white guys and not feeling guilty about having the conversation in a real way. The other point I wanted to bring up was, you have these coaches. I'm talking about people who have gotten, you know, rich beyond comprehension on the backs of African-American kids. They have real relationships with these kids. They have made a ton of money through their association with African-American kids. These people, white people, are the people who need to step up to make something happen. African-Americans, you know, you're outraged, you're yelling, the white people, if we want change, white people have to at least be equal with African Americans to move forward. You know, I heard the other day the coach of the Spurs. Man, I would vote for that dude for president any day of the week. He is an amazing human being, and he sees it. You know, and I just, you know, I really feel like sports has a unique opportunity to push this forward. And unfortunately, Drew Brees kind of stepped in it today, and you know, still not being able to see the through the trees there. You know, why are these things happening? You know, these protests are happening for a reason.
Well, Lou, I agree with every single word that you just uttered. And when you talk about the coach of the San Antonio Spurs, Greg Popovich, he has always been at the forefront of calling out BS and calling out inequality. And he agrees with a lot of principles you say, as well as Aaron Rodgers. You know, Aaron Rodgers, and Lou, you be safe and you be well. Thank you for calling up. Aaron Rodgers, and by the way, Lou, those three guys in Nashville, you know, feel free to call them up and tell them to talk to me. Okay? I am here, ready, and available to talk to any one of your local stations if they have an issue or don't have an understanding as to what's going on in the country. Because we want to talk about representation. We want to talk about voices. There are a lot of people who only listen to folks who sound like them because it's easy to do. And they don't want to be uncomfortable. Well, Aaron Rodgers put out his own statement earlier today. And he says, a few years ago, we were criticized for locking arms in solidarity before the game. It has never been about an anthem or a flag. Not then, not now. Listen with an open heart. Let's educate ourselves and then turn word and thought into action. That is Aaron Rodgers, who doesn't look anything like me, who doesn't look anything like 70% of the African-Americans that he plays with. But if Aaron Rodgers can get that point, Drew Brees can at least entertain it, or maybe he refuses to. Zach in South Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thank you for taking my call, JR. I just have 3 points I want to touch upon, and you mentioned one. The NFL is 2 for 2 on being tone deaf. I am an African-American veteran, and I'm surprised that a lot of veterans aren't pointing out the obvious. We place our hands swearing to take oath to defend and honor the flag. In stadiums, they ask, will you please rise or will you please stand, in a form of a question for the national anthem. It's not mandatory, but for military, police, sworn in officials, it is. Drew Brees, I can't believe it. He comments on the death of Alton Sterling. He was there, seeing it for his own self, what African Americans have to go through with Hurricane Katrina. I'm just going to finish up on this point. For the people that think it's more important to talk about the stealing and the looting, think for 1 second, these African American men that are dying on their children having their fathers being stolen from them. And thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Zach, from South Carolina, for calling up. Thank you for your service, and thank you for sharing your thoughts. You know, a lot of times we can really get caught up in symbolism. A lot of times it's easy to ignore the real issues. People don't want to be empathetic. People don't want to be uncomfortable. People don't want to lose their own positions of power. That's what it boils down to. People think, and this is human nature. Human beings are selfish. We don't want to go against the grain of things that may detract against us. And it's unfortunate here in the United States of America. It boils down to everybody having an equal shot. Well, if they have an equal shot, even though they're a minority, then you know what? Then it takes away from me. So they're okay. Okay, well, if they work hard like me, they can get this opportunity. Without really thinking about the implications and the realities of what people face here in this country. Cody from Alabama, you are on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Go on ahead.
How you doing, JR?
I'm here with you, Cody. What's on your mind?
Man, what's on my mind, man, is equality, brother. It's a lot, man. I feel that a lot of people that are a part of the, you know, Civil War and things of that nature and things like that, you know what I'm saying? In World War II, you know, a lot of black African-Americans, you know, they put their lives in front of a lot of the people, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, to be able to stand in front of that flag and say, you know, will you please rise, you know, as a question, as, you know, the last speaker just said, you know, it goes, I mean, it's just a lot, man. It's crazy. And for people to stand as a peaceful assembly and to go in front of, you know, everyone and say, you know, I'm going to do a peaceful assembly and not do some crazy stuff, you know, it's ridiculous.
Well, let me tell you,
we are all equal under the flag of the United States of America. To stand under God and to stand under this country, you know, is a lot, you know, and to be free.
Cody, I gotta tell you that unfortunately has been an illusion. And thank you, Cody, for calling up from Alabama. That's an illusion. You know, I can remember, as most probably all of you who grew up here in the United States of America, or if you were in the public school system, if you were, you remember the Pledge of Allegiance. What does that say back to you? We can talk about freedom and equality, but please, please help me find the instances of it. There are a lot of folks out there who haven't had those freedoms, who haven't had those opportunities. And it's a slap in the face when Drew Brees says, you know what? When you kneel, you're disrespecting the country and the flag. How can you disrespect disrespect? It makes no sense. T from Georgia, I see you on the line. We'll continue with your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.